Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Maylene Sandiford, master's student in social work at the UWI Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 17, 1951, an advocate reporter interviewed F. Maurice McGregor, operations manager of the overseas services for Trans-Canada Airlines. This interview and the views expressed by McGregor allow us to get a better understanding of the early challenges facing the tourism industry. McGregor observed that Trans-Canada Airlines was new to the Barbados destination, having only started in 1950. He noted that the demand for Barbados market was high, forcing the airline to operate two flights to Barbados from February 1951. However, he reminded the advocate that his airline had been forced to deny many passengers due to insufficient hotel capacity. He expressed concern about the lack of adequate hotel accommodations, which was hindering further growth and development in tourism. This was a period in our history before the development of the large West and South Coast hotels. And even though the island could boast of the Crane and Marine Hotel, they lacked the required capacity. In addition to hotel space, the Trans-Canada Airlines boss stressed the urgent need to expand the terminal building, which was inadequate for the increasing number of passengers. This terminal, built in 1949, was now too small. Citing the need to improve airport security, McGregor recommended that legislation be enacted to restrict unauthorized access to the airport. McGregor informed the advocate that contrary to popular belief, Canadian tourists were keen of visiting the island during the summer to take advantage of the lower excursion fares and hotel rates. On a positive note, Mr. McGregor commended the recent improvements to the airport, particularly the new runway, which he experienced for the first time. He praised Barbados for swiftly upgrading to a first-class airport that meets ICAO standards, which is expected to attract more visitors. Mr. McGregor also suggested that if the Barbados government provides tax concessions, it could encourage Canadian investors to finance the development of a new 100-room hotel. This would help address the accommodation shortages and support the growth of tourism in the region. His words did not fall on deaf ears, as the Grantley Adams-led administration passed legislation in the mid-1950s to encourage foreign capitalists to invest in both tourism and manufacturing. With repeated upgrades to the airport terminal the last 70 years, Barbados is now well placed to welcome thousands of incoming visitors as well as those returning home from cruises.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.